Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, and here we are on another beautiful Thursday afternoon, or morning or evening, depending on where you are. So for those who are in the L.A. area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for those everywhere else, including the beautiful San Francisco, looking forward to Memorial Weekend, Bay Area, the number is toll-free 877-697-9725. So, today we are talking about the idea of walking your talk. And I was thinking about when we've all seen somebody trip and fall on a crack in the sidewalk. And, I mean, I know I've done it myself. And what happens right afterwards really can tell a lot about a person. Now, sometimes people are walking down the sidewalk and they hit the crack and they trip and they stop what they're doing, they look back, they see what it was that tripped them up, and maybe they give a little embarrassed chuckle, or if they notice that somebody noticed them, they, you know, maybe do a little soft shoe or, you know, make a joke out of it. And then they move on their way. Sometimes when that happens, you see somebody trip on the exact same spot in the sidewalk. They never even look down. They do the stumble and then immediately eyes locked forward, you know, pounding steps, just keep going. Hey, nobody noticed that. Nobody really saw my moment of not being totally together or with it. And they never even look back to see what it was that tripped them. They get kind of wrapped up in the embarrassment of the moment, of not being exactly what they wanted to give the impression that they were. In control, forward moving, and in no way vulnerable. We're all vulnerable sometimes. And the idea that if you don't take a look at what tripped you up, you're not going to be able to avoid it next time. The person that just corrects and keeps going, which is a way, it is a choice. The problem with that is you don't take the time to see, okay, what was it that caught me? And often it's maybe something kind of important. Maybe it's something you need to warn somebody else about, because the person that stops and looks down and sees what tripped them up, they're the ones who can go to somebody else and say, hey, you know, you might want to take care of that, or, you know, excuse me, look out, there's something there. The things that trip us up in life are those pieces that not only are meant for us to learn from, but are meant for somebody else to learn from too. We can be able to help somebody else avoid that same little misstep. And there's that piece of when you just keep going, all right, if I don't acknowledge it, then nobody else will acknowledge it. No, they saw you trip. They saw you stumble. And for the person that will not acknowledge a stumble, understand that everybody else is going to go, oh, wow, they stumbled, and they're not even paying attention to it. The person who acknowledges when they stumble is the person who has the opportunity to be that much more real, that much more approachable, and that much more genuine. My big thing is when somebody walks into a spider web, walking along the street, suddenly this invisible something crosses your face, and I spent most of my life tremendously terrified by spiders. So I would be walking along perfectly fine, something would hit me, and I go into, my arms would be swinging, I'm brushing at my face, I'm dodging something. Now, anybody who did not know what I walked into would look at me and think that I had immediately just lost my mind. So after that would happen, I would stop and I'd look around. It's like, spider web, making a joke out of it. But if I just, you know, pulled myself together and walked forward resolutely, they'd still kind of think, well, okay, she went nuts, but I guess she's better. So when we have an opportunity to accept those moments when things don't go exactly the way we want them to go, or we don't appear the way we want to appear, or one of those very natural, normal moments when we're not who we'd like to be. And it can be as instantaneous as tripping on a crack in the sidewalk. You're moving along in your life, suddenly something happens and all of your tools go out the window. And you are left responding in a way that you wouldn't normally choose to respond. This is normal, it is human, and it is a part of our learning and growth. When we are at, well, our less than our best moments, those are the times that we have a chance to learn something about ourselves. And the main thing to learn is to admit that we sometimes have our less than our best moments. The person who will not acknowledge that, well, there's a phrase, walking your talk. And basically that just means that, you know, what you say and the path that you lead your life in are in sync and they're in harmony. We don't always walk our talk. People, you know, who are tremendously kind, tremendously loving, maybe they have a bad day, and maybe they're not so loving in that one moment. But in general, you know what? What I say is what I do. And how I hold, you know, my spiritual practices, how I hold my personal moral compass is in alignment with, you know, how I live my life. And there are times when, you know, each and every one of us are unable to walk our talk. Now, the other side of that is talking your walk. That's when it's basically playing lip service. It's not being authentic in the things that you say and the things that you do. Someone is, you know, completely out there talking about tolerance and you know, being able to not be racially insensitive and have compassion for all beings. And then something comes up and they will routinely come from a place of judgment and projection and all those other things. Well, all of that is a choice. And are those the choices that support the things that you're saying? As a doctor, as a teacher, often I am faced with having to make sure that I'm walking my talk and that I'm not talking my walk. A lot can be said, and, you know, people can decide whatever story they want to attach to what they do. The question becomes, are you simply paying lip service to some very important things that would be very important for you to be in integrity with? When I speak to patients about working with weight loss, or as I like to refer to it as weight normalization, because it's not just about losing weight, it's about finding the right weight for you. So sometimes it needs to be weight gain, weight loss, different things. So basically weight normalization. And that is something that I've struggled with for many years. So I can relate to them on that. And the fact that it's something that I work at constantly. Do I have it down 100%? No. Am I working in the positive direction that I need to be working in order to get to where I want to be? Yes. By being gentle with myself, by creating small goals that I can work with, and by dealing with the emotional pieces that are behind whatever eating pattern I have. So you don't have to be 100%, achieved, graduated, whatever. You don't have to be at that ultimate end place. You can be working the process, and as long as you're working it, you're in integrity. You're walking your talk. If I were to be telling everybody that they needed to eat healthy and all of that stuff, and nothing passed my lips but, fast food and junk food and all of that, I can't really tell my patients what they need to do if I'm not willing to do it myself. When somebody is, talking to you about the things you should be doing, take a look and see if they're following their own advice. Are they holding that space and integrity? Is it a matter of do as I say, not as I do? And that makes it very difficult to really be that most effective guide, teacher, care provider, parent, spouse. If you're in any situation where somebody else is going to depend on you and you're going to be giving them guidance, you have to be able to say that, all right, I'm going to be in this place of integrity. If I'm telling this person that that's what they need to do, I'm going to do that myself. And I will tell you that as a doctor, pretty much we're the worst at it. We really struggle. I mean, I will not speak for all of my healthcare practitioner brothers and sisters out there. And for those who are, think about it, are we not the world's worst patients? Fundamentally, I'd have to say, at least for me, yes. I will overwork myself. I will see someone in need, and I will place their needs above my own. And this has been a piece that I've had to work, and I've made the strides that I need to make in order for me to feel in balance. And when you are in a position where your words are going out to someone, whether it could be your own child, it could be someone that is coming to you for advice, know that when you give that advice, they're going to be looking to you to be an example of holding that space. And it's really very important to be in integrity with that, making sure that you're not just talking your walk. Because while words are important, there needs to be something behind it. Because the people that you deal with are going to be looking for you as that person to inspire them and help them to be able to get through. Maybe it's a very difficult process. And if you can say, hey, I'm right there with you, I know what this means, and I know the benefit of working with it. Because if you're not, then it's, oh, okay, so you're telling me I should do it. When we are able to be authentically us, that comes with the permission that we don't have to have it all together all the time. That we can go and make mistakes and find out the mistakes and figure out how not to make them again and be really come from that place of choice. Walking your talk is not a reflex. It's a choice. Being in integrity with what you say, what you teach, and what you live is a choice. It's not a reflex. And sometimes it is a very difficult choice. It is a lot easier to give advice than to follow it. It is a lot easier to tell other people what they need to do in order to maintain balance and then just not worry about it, not worry about the example that you're setting. And you can choose that. I would discourage it because it is so much more rewarding when somebody goes through something and you've been there with them and you've helped them and you've allowed yourself to be the example. And when it's all said and done, they look at you and say, I couldn't have done this without you being there with me, without you holding that space too. I couldn't have done this if you didn't show that it could be done. And it is. It's amazing when something like that happens. It's amazing to watch somebody improve their life, go through something tremendously difficult, and be able to come out of it the other side knowing that they were able to achieve it because they saw that you did. And that's something that most people don't really realize, how many people are watching them, how many people they're inspiring. I mean, think of the people that have inspired you. And how many times did that person know that their actions were such an inspiration? And I think it would be a wonderful thing for you to call somebody who was a particular inspiration to you, who walked their talk, who taught you about being authentic or real or whatever they taught you, and let them know that they inspired you by being such good teachers. It's very easy to fall into one set of rules for me and another set of rules for someone else. And often, as in, you know, when watching somebody trip and then pretend like it didn't happen, the person comes off as either false or kind of self-delusional or like, oh, great, they stumbled and they did not even, you know, they think nobody saw it. Sometimes we hope nobody sees it when we kind of trip up. It is far better to acknowledge it, and especially it's most important to look for what tripped you up. It doesn't matter who else saw it, because more than likely, they've tripped on the sidewalk too. It doesn't matter what someone else thinks of your moment of less than at your best. All have them. You do your best to make up for it. If what you did was hurtful to somebody, it's like, well, you know what? Maybe something needs to be said. Sometimes people get very wrapped up in, I don't know how to apologize, so I flat out won't. And that doesn't really help much, especially if it's somebody close to you, if it's somebody who, you know, you really regret the hurtful action, but because you don't know how to apologize, you don't know how to make it right, there's no attempt, which gives the impression to that person that, well, they didn't care. It is so much better if you have to say, you know what, I know that I hurt you, and I have no idea how to make it right. Can you tell me? What do I need to do to help make this right? You don't have to have all the answers, but try a few questions, like what can I do to make it right? And if the person is just determined to carry that pain inside of them, to carry the resentment, you've done what you needed to do. You've approached them. You asked about what would be needed. Maybe the only thing that's needed is time. Maybe you just need to back off and let them deal with it while you figure out, okay, what is the best way that I can forgive myself? Because really, a lot of times it comes down to when, you know, we do the little trip on the sidewalk, we get mad at us. Oh, my gosh, I'm so clumsy. Oh, my gosh, they saw me. I just embarrassed myself. I always embarrass myself. And we use that as a reason to give ourselves a bad time. That's humanity. It's the human condition We're here in part to mess up so we can learn from the stuff we messed up on. And for the trip that comes out of nowhere, I mean, it's not like you intended to do it. If you saw it, you would have avoided it. But it happens. I usually send up a quick, you know, thank you. It's like, you know what? I am glad I didn't face plant, because that would have really been unpleasant. I'm glad I didn't fall down all the way. I just kind of tripped and looked silly. I'm glad that it wasn't somebody else, that it wasn't an elder or a pregnant woman. And now that I see that, I can bring it to somebody's attention so nobody else has to get hurt on that. I'm glad that it was me, because I can be able to deal with this better than somebody else might. Looking at the opportunities that the trip creates, not just the embarrassment. And honestly, we can only be as embarrassed as we choose to be embarrassed. Often, you know, I saw one person, he tripped on a little crack in the sidewalk, kind of did this pinwheeling arm thing forward, got his balance back, turned around, and did like the Olympic dismount, you know, stance, arms up. And he really made a point of it. Then he bowed. There were a few people there, and they just kind of chuckled. And then it was in front of a shop. And he went into the shop and promptly let them know that, because I saw him come out and he's showing the owner and, you know, pointing to it. And the owner came out and put something over it. So for a few minutes of imbalance, this person turned it not only into something that gave a few strangers a chuckle, but also created an opportunity to protect other people. And really, that's the heart of walking your talk. It's the heart of, you know what, I'm not just going to do this and then turn around and keep going. I'm not concerned with who else could get caught by that. I want to, you know, spare my feelings and my dignity, and I'm just going to keep going. Maybe there was a reason you tripped on that, just so that you would be able to spare somebody else falling. It really is an amazing world with amazing opportunities to change the lives of others. We can change them with our words. We can change them with our actions. We can change them with our offers of appreciation. Find somebody who has inspired you, someone in your life, and get a hold of them and say thank you. Let them know, because they may not even know that their actions or their words, maybe it was just someone who offered compassion in a moment that you really needed it, and they really didn't think much of it. But to you, it meant everything. It gave you hope. Find somebody and let them know that. And who knows, maybe you're the one giving hope and encouragement, and you don't even realize it. And if that were true, my guess is it would feel pretty good to be thanked. So for all of you out there who do all kinds of wonderful things for the world that nobody even knows about and that may not even be something that you think about, thank you. On behalf of the world, I thank you for being exactly who you are and what you are, and giving to the world what you do, and walking your talk, even when nobody's there to see it, you still hold the integrity. Because that's a sign of really walking your talk, is that you do it whether anybody's around to see it or not. That is inspirational. That is part of what moves us, body, mind, and spirit, forward as a species. There are many out there who will say lots of things and give pretty speeches, and when it comes down to it, in their own personal practices, maybe not so much. they don't carry it, they don't hold it in the way that shows that what they say is their life. They're talking their walk. And that's okay if that's what they choose, because everybody's free to choose. I just think that it's a much better choice if you do it the other way around. Walking your talk is what really changes the world. It's what allows us to be inspired. It's what allows us to figure out, yeah, it's easy to do these things when everything's going great, but when times get hard, when communications get difficult, when we're not at our best, that's when it's the most important to be able to walk your talk, because that is what allows us to be able to manage ourselves in the best possible way with one another. Can you imagine an entire world where everybody walked their talk, where everyone was in integrity with the things that they say a life should be or a way of being should be? I think that would be a pretty cool world. And quite honestly, I think that's where we're headed. I think that's where we're going. Call me an unbelievable optimist. I believe everything is going to work out and everything is going to be okay. And we're going to all learn what we need to learn, and this amazing world of ours, this immense gift of humanity, has got nothing but the best ahead of it. Well, somebody once told me that if you have to tell yourself a story, tell yourself a good one. So that one's mine. Don't talk your walk. Walk your talk. So I want to thank you for joining me. This has been another great afternoon for me, and I hope it was for you too. I'll be back next week. And if you would like to learn more about me, you can find out about me at my website, www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter. You can friend me on Facebook and all of those other wonderful social media type of things. And I want to wish everybody a safe and sane and wonderful holiday weekend. For those of you who are in the U.S., we've got Memorial Weekend coming up. Please, please, please be very conscious about, you know, the whole drinking and driving thing. Let's get some designated drivers out there. Figure out the options and be safe. And, you know, there's nothing better than a wonderful holiday weekend except for making it through that wonderful holiday weekend and starting the week over to make it to the next holiday. And I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful week of blessings and balance and being real and being you, because you're the only you that we've all got. You got to be you because everybody else is taken. So be well. And we'll be back next week. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are listening in archives, I wish you a happy whatever morning, evening, night, wherever you're at. All of my episodes are available on archives, so you guys can go back through and listen to some of the old ones. They're kind of a kick. And for myself and producer Kina, who is over in the chat room right now, who I truly appreciate as one of, you know, my truly inspirational heroes. Everyone, take care and blessings. Bye-bye.